Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Well, for those of you who did not recognize that tune, that was a little Summer Madness as we wind down the summer. Oh, by the way, yes, you are at the right place at the right time. My name is Daryl Clark, And yes, this is Progressive News Weekly, the late night edition. You see, we must learn to smile in our challenges. And obviously, we did have some challenges airing at our normal time, which is typically closer to 6:30 or 6:40. But I'm glad that you're here, and I'm here, and we're here, and our guest is here. So we're going to keep it rolling. We're at Progressive News Weekly, just to be sure that you're where you're expected to be, where we bring you news and information called from around the globe, news that's intended to inspire you and encourage you and, of course, empower you. And well, we like to think that it will instill you to get involved and make a difference. We're no talking heads here. We're about ACTION and having some fun along the way. So tonight is no exception. Again, we have news and information that you can use by you, for you, and of you. So with that, I'd like you to continue to send me the emails and calls and let me know of topics and or guests that you believe should be hitting mainstream that's not. Or if it is, it's just not getting the time it deserves. You see, it just seems like when you turn on mainstream, we get the bad news. And there's nothing wrong with information that's not always pleasant. But wouldn't it be nice if half the news was good, at least half? And I'm not talking about putting our head in the sand, because you see, there's enough bad news to dominate 100% of the news. So since we can't cover all the bad news, why not just give the good news a little bit more? So what we're about here in Progressive News Weekly may not be information that folks want to hear, but it's information that will address those things I just mentioned, instilling you with power and courage and understanding, enlightenment, and all with an effort to make your lifestyle and lives somewhat more enjoyable. This evening, I am thrilled to have on a special guest that is truly a friend of Progressive News Weekly and myself. So I get to have fun sometimes when I'm doing this. Well, actually all the time, because this is a labor of love, and I wouldn't even want to call it a labor. Doing what I do to bring this information and news to the masses is truly a love. It takes some work, though. And with that, drop me an email if you'd like to get involved. Always looking for individuals that want to make a difference. Always looking to get more research. There's so much information that needs to be brought to the forefront to make our lives better. If you missed our program last week, we had Dr. Glenn Mendoza, also affectionately and respectfully known as Master Glenn, pranic healer, meditation, astrology expert, and MD. And if you missed it again, you truly want to go to the archives and catch it. And we talked about the energies of Virgo. So if you know any Virgos, they'll truly want to tune in. But even if you don't, remember, you can tap into some of the characteristic energies of Virgo. We may talk a little bit about that this evening, in fact, as my guest is very well attuned to lunar and solar energies as well. And with that, what a great segue to my special guest. This evening, returning, we have Miss Eula Pasternak. Eula Pasternak is truly a benevolent individual. She speaks truth to power. She is a food and energy expert. And when I say food, I'm talking about adulterated GMO type food that you and I really need to know as much as we possibly can about. And she's recognized nationally for her acumen in the subject matter. And when I say energy, I'm not talking about your local gas and electric energy. I'm talking about human, universal, wellness energy. And she is absolutely well-versed and respected in that light. So we're going to talk about all of those things this evening, as well as a few other things. As always, the airwaves are open to you, our listener, and we encourage you, please, do dial in and participate, because this is truly a treat to have Miss Ula Pasternak with us. I mean, she's the founder of the Unity Center for Empowered Living, and as I mentioned, a wellness expert, human energy expert, and nationally respected for her acumen on the information that she's going to be talking with us about this evening. So join in on the dialogue as always. It's 347-838-9142 if you have any comments or information that you'd like to share with the rest of us, because none of us, as far as I know on this line, are omniscient. So with that said, Ms. Ula, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Daryl. Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello, hello. Yes, I was saying earlier, we are in the late night edition of Progressive News Weekly, but we're here, and that's what counts. And so let's get right into the subject matter. Ula, you were on not long ago, a few weeks ago, we had an excellent dialogue about the what has now gone viral, adulterated food video on glyphosate and the harm that it does. And I think it opened a lot of eyes that were not open prior to. I mean, a lot of our listeners, of course, know about this GMO food. But I think there were probably tens and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, that really were like, what? Roundup? That's the stuff I spray on my weeds. What does that have to do with food? So this is a good time. This is a good time to elaborate on this discussion. Would you agree, Ula?
Oh, absolutely.
We've got some eyes open.
And we are shifting into harvesting, and we are in between the summer and starting the fall, and why not get ready? We still have some time to get ready for winter. I mean, oh my goodness, the flu shots are already being, like, advertised. What? Oh my goodness.
No.
Where is immunity coming from? Where is our good health coming from? I mean, yes, clean water, clean air, but clean food and clean soil to build our immunity, to help us digest well, so we bring those healthy building blocks into our bloodstream, into our cells. And yes, for many of us, I like the connection to our Labor Day weekend coming up, Labor of Love, as Progressive News Weekly is for you, as teaching and helping others with their healing and empowerment is for me, because we get to, first and foremost, lead by example. That is most effective. But then we get to share our joys, share our love, share our light, inspire, encourage, coach, lift someone up, especially when they ask for it, and receive gratitude, offer gratitude in exchange. That's what our choices can be. And we are the ones to choose how to take care of ourselves, how to share what we can, how to exchange, is it fair or not fair. So we had possibly quite a month of August, and we are starting a new one. Why not start with good news, with good attitude, with hope that the food will be more protected, because we are becoming awake and aware about what has been done for decades, how to alter, how to, I mean, bastardize our food, how to make our food, yes, cheaper, but also more toxic. I don't know how many listeners know that Roundup, glyphosate, is sprayed on grains before harvest, so they can harvest them 2 weeks because before their regular harvest. How greedy is that? But also that now we have a wave of not just lawsuits, because Monsanto lost big time with one case in San Francisco of a gardener that sued Monsanto for causing cancer, his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and won. So we finally have one lawsuit that was successful against Monsanto's Roundup weed killer. So many, many cases will have a much better chance to win in courts, because someone finally said, yes, that chemical causes cancer. So it's not just probable carcinogen. It is now officially a carcinogen. It causes cancer. And we've been feeding it to our children through Cheerios, because they are sprayed with it before harvest. The grains. So let's be even more diligent in avoiding or minimizing our exposure. There is so much we can avoid with our personal hygiene, with our cleaning products, that also disrupt our hormonal health. All kinds of stresses, the physical stresses, can be decreased or eliminated if we want to do a little research, if we want to trust some of us, some institutions that are working diligently to bring truth out, to help us be aware and awake, so we do better for ourselves, for our children, for our families, and for each other. I love to show up to a dinner party or some celebration with healthy food and share. I know that's how we can show respect, kindness, and love for each other. Brazil has released a genetically modified cane sugar. I mean, we at least had that as a non-GMO option. And without labels, we don't know. So let's look for those labels. Let's look for...
What did you say about Brazil, Ola? I didn't catch that. I wasn't aware of...
Yeah, Brazil is releasing genetically modified cane sugar. I mean, we always struggled with genetically modified sugar in this country, but it was based on beets.
Based on what? Beets?
Beets. Sugar beets.
Yeah.
That
okay.
were modified.
Yeah. Right.
But now we are in danger of also having genetically modified cane sugar. Maybe not immediately, but let's continue to demand non-GMO sources of sugar and labeling. Organic is safest. Non-GMO or glyphosate residue-free labels are coming out, and more products will have those labels on them. But it still takes a little bit of research and still takes a little bit of self-honoring and self-care to keep our immune system strong, to keep our digestion healthy, because our brain health depends on it. And of course, the rest of us. Our children's good health depends on it. So their DNA can form properly. So their digestion can deliver the ingredients that are needed for their growth and good health. And we're starting school. Stamina, focus, concentration, paying attention in school. So they could enjoy learning. Let's all enjoy learning. Let's all enjoy being food detectives.
Ula, let me throw a question at you just to, well, keep it interesting. Not that this isn't interesting, but to throw a little curve. And we've talked about this. I mean, how long have we been at this? We're working on half a decade now, Ula. And it's been a pleasure, the journey all along the way. Even met you at a rally years and years and years ago when you were really doing your thing. And I walked right up. I said, I want to be a part of this. And I think it was in Philly. So let me throw one out at you. I know you get these questions, so you'll probably just feed on this one. These companies like Monsanto and Cargill, Monsanto, let's be clear to the listeners, is not the only one, probably the leading one. What are they doing? I mean, the actual individuals, the CEOs, the presidents, the chairman, the employees, are they just not aware? Or are they saying, well, I won't eat it like, you know, so many companies and individuals who promote things and don't use them themselves. What do you believe their mindset is? Because as you said, the research is now out to support what we have asserted, who know, such as yourself and your colleagues and myself and many of my associates and colleagues. So what are these people? Is it just they're evil, or are they ignorant, or is it a combination of the two, or something else?
Layers. Some humans actually believe in what they're doing. I mean, they believe in the lies. They believe in propaganda that's genetically modified foods will save the world. Well, we tried, we failed. Let's stop lying would be my choice. I've never trusted genetically modified foods, and I've been from the get-go very much against them because it is not natural, and the technology was so flawed from the beginning that it was quite transparent that everything is a lie. There was no precision, there was no accuracy, and it had to be covered up with nonsense. However, the political maneuvers were very precise so that the world bought the lie. And now we have the huge fallout from it, with so much damage done, not just to our health, but also to the health of environment. We no longer have Monsanto. We have now Bayer, because Monsanto has been bought. So
the aspirin people, right? Is that,
yes,
we're talking
the
aspirin. So we've gone from pesticide folks to to the medical industry now in our
which
food.
Is also based on yes, which is also based on chemicals. So we do have chemicals and chemical makers trying to chemicalize everything so they stay in business, from agriculture to medicine to buying education, so the research is bought and sold and therefore catered to their industry. Our political institutions like the FDA, USDA, that were originally meant to protect us, were bought and controlled by chemical companies. So it is up to us to do our research and protect ourselves, yes, despite the odds that we will be try to be deceived, lied to, manipulated into investing in the chemical industry, whether it's petroleum, whether it's pesticides, herbicides, whether it's cleaning products, whether it's... There is so much. I don't want to invest our time in the listing of how many ways we are exposed to chemicals. It is about choosing to minimize and choosing the best we can under the circumstances so that we can create a healthy, joyful, peaceful environment for ourselves and those we love. We can choose non-toxic household products, cosmetics. We can choose healthier food. It is not that difficult. We have wonderful organizations that are not controlled by the government that are helping us make better choices when it comes to chemicals. Environmental Working Group, the Institute for Responsible Technology. Many of them are quite diligent in their research to help us choose better companies, to consume and use better products. So our health is managed better, so we don't stress our immune system, our digestive system, our respiratory system with chemicals. Our lungs are not designed for junk, for smoking, for inhaling toxic chemicals, even though they might smell pretty. Our digestive system is not designed to eat junk, empty calories, toxic chemicals that make food look pretty or interesting. There's plenty of rainbow colors in nature. We don't need to make them fake. There is so much at our disposal to help ourselves. I chuckle when we go into some astrological forecast that, oh my God, we will have how many planets in retrograde, were 10 planets or something like that. 6 planets, and even the Chiron is going to be retrograde in August. Oh my God. It's like, oh, cool. So I get to use that as my advantage. I will look for the good in it. I will slow down and maybe look back as reference. It's just like, okay, What do I need to remember better? What do I need to reflect on? What can I use to help me redirect my life, rediscover myself, so I can start over? I mean, September is about balancing, about equinox, about harvest. What have I planted as my seeds of my thoughts, of my projects, of my actions, of my goals? It's harvest time. What am I harvesting? Am I in balance? Or I am not stable, I'm not safe, I am not quite flowing what I want to flow? So it's good to reflect without shame or guilt and sort of redirect the flow so the balance can be synchronized with the equinox coming up, so that harvesting is beautiful and plentiful and pleasant as we get ready for whatever the climate change is going to bring us winter, whatever climate change will bring us fall. It's a little challenging to read or hear that the propaganda from our government is effective, that less people believe in climate change. It's like, wow. So when it snows in somewhere in the West in August, that's not climate change. When we have extreme weathers from drought to hurricanes, it's not climate change. Okie dokie. So what happens with our aurora borealis? There is trouble in the Arctic. That's not climate change. Okie dokie. So when the ocean winds and waters change currents because of what? Pole shifting? It can be gradual, but it can be very dramatic in the way it affects our oceans, our wind patterns, and therefore the rains will have also a different pattern. And water is life. We need water to grow food, not just for our thirst and cleanliness. Let's be more accountable. Let's be more responsible for our awareness. Who do we trust for information? And prove it to yourself. How many times did we trust one source, and has it been accurate? Has it been truthful? Has it been giving us information that's authentic and we can work with it because the predictions came true? Or is it all propaganda based on fear and anger, creating more hate, more power games? Based on,
you know, you said we're going into.
Go ahead.
No, continue your thought. I'll hold my thought.
No. It's just I'm asking for more accountability about where our thoughts are going and what is the cause and effect. Because yes, we are going into harsher seasons. I mean, we might laugh at our heat wave right now, but come on, that's little. What will the fall be like? What will the winter be like? minimize the fear, maximize preparation with healthy immune system, with healthy food choices. Go ahead. What were
with healthy lifestyle changes. And you were saying, as we go into a different season physically, in terms of the stars, of course, the major star that we all live under, the sun,
yes,
and the moon, and the currents of the ocean, which impact the rains, and as you mentioned, the global warming, those are physical things, but there's an energetic aspect to all of this. In fact, we're under the full moon energies of Virgo, and I'm not trying to impose. The lunar impact.
Yes.
Of Virgo, and there are other aspects.
Yes.
Right, you mentioned Pisces.
Well, because Moon was in Pisces at its peak on Sunday, so we are connecting to water more deeply and the flow in life and our emotional health. Every full moon we have a chance to fill up with light, especially because that light of the moon controls the tides, so it controls the emotional ebb and flow in our life. Let's
so there's
use
a science.
It to our...
There's a science
yes.
to this. I mean, the
yes.
fact of the matter is, and I have to always go here when we have these conversations because I know we have naysayers out there. But the fact of the matter is, Ula, and I know you have science to some extent background.
Okay.
So the truth of the matter is, if there were no sun, would there be life?
On our planet?
If there were no sun, would there be life?
No.
On this planet. Now, I can't speak on what's happening in a million miles away or 10 million or 100 million miles away. But on this planet as we know it,
correct.
Would there be
life?
So
create life.
But, you know...
Light, yeah.
So we need light, we need water for life, as we know it, at least. Let's put it that way.
And so, whether there are individuals out there that can sustain their body through just breathing... I have not met them. I have heard of them. I trust maybe they are masters like that. I am not. I
right.
still need
but so,
food.
So for the bulk of us. So we do understand that the sun is energy personified.
Correct.
I don't believe anyone would dispute that. You said the moon?
And so it's... And the moon, because the moon reflects the other suns at night. So the light continues to come to the planet through the moon as it reflects the sunlight from other suns and shines it on our, energetically brings it to us at night. Do you know what I mean? Am I making myself clear?
Well, I'd love for you to elaborate. I understand. However, for the sake of our listeners, I have to ask you to elaborate. And one point specifically, you said other moons. You said other moons. No, you said other stars, excuse me. Other stars.
Other stars.
Other
yes.
stars. It's reflecting other stars. I was thinking other moons because I was thinking Dick Gregory, who always talks about other moons, but that's another topic, maybe at another time. But
correct.
Other stars. Talk about it. How is the moon reflecting?
Or other suns. Well, the moon has a reflective surface, so it can bounce that light back to us. And that is the light that comes in at night for us to feel and use. And that is why we celebrate, or we can celebrate, full moon, because that's the peak of that light at night coming for us to use.
You know, there are those that says there's an extra amount of energy available during the full moon. Not necessarily positive energy. Let's be clear. And I know many people around the world, you know, make that statement. Oh, it must be a full moon when there's something that maybe is not so positive, a devastation that takes place, or an argument, or the like.
But
increase in hospital or emergency room. Yeah.
Because it might get to the deeper darkness that we have and bring out that instability and shine light to help us understand where we still hold on to darkness. And that's why I'm saying the moon can be supporting or putting pressure on our emotional health, on our psychic health. So if we're not balanced, if we're not healthy, it might be triggering more of that instability in us. So we can see it and decide to do something about it. We make it good or we make it bad. Power is power. What do I choose and how do I integrate it into my life? Drama or peace? Fear and anger or power to transform it into doing good in the world? That's the choice with food. That's the choice with company. That's the choice what source of news we will pay attention to. Will it feed us propaganda and trying to control us? Or will it be something that I can listen to without being attacked, without being put down, without being insulted, that I don't know who I am, what I am, that I don't have any strength left in me, that I need someone else to explain everything because they know and I don't, treating me as subservient and stupid? No, I don't need that in my life. But when I tune in and see that, I'm trying to tame my sadness because it is quite prevalent out there. And I'm sad that many humans trust that over themselves. They must be numb already so much, or damaged emotionally, mentally so much, that they would buy into such propaganda or not see how systemically the political structure has been eroding our democracy, eroding our organizations that started out good, started out trying to protect and help humanity, children, adults, less advantaged, and watched those organizations become less and less effective, more and more greedy, more and more about hoarding money and paying executives with very little left for the mission that they actually are, they're proclaiming, they're helping with, whether it's for cancer, whether it's for disadvantaged children, whether it's for immigrants, whether it's for disabled. It is interesting to observe. And I train in discernment and trying to be as objective as I possibly can to notice what's going on so that I can see the patterns and try to have more objective look without judging, without opinions, but sort of extract that truth or as much of it as I can to either trust or not trust, to support or not support. Because I do not want to support something that is based on greed, that is based on false promises, that is based on deception. That is how I want to live, work, and share. And that's my personal philosophy, because I want to build a foundation of my life and join others who have similar outlook on life. I want integrity. I want honesty. I want stability. I want inclusiveness. I want to be of help. I want to be fair and share what I can and receive fair exchanges. Because that builds my inner peace, that keeps me stable, and it's easier for me to manage my inner peace that way. And I hope our listeners would like to look inside and decide how peaceful, how joyful, how stable they are, how stable, safe, peaceful their environment is, because those are our choices and our creations. And when we come to harvest time, I'd like to reflect on what I have accomplished this year. September is also my month of birth, so I'd like to reflect on and focus on my accomplishments last year. I am in a good place physically and emotionally and mentally, because I have taken good care of myself last year. And I hope our listeners can connect to that peacefulness, connect to that gratitude, because I'm grateful that I decided to take care of myself, that I have taken the longer but safer route to be accountable for my choices in my personal relationships, in my work relationships, because I can honestly say I love who I am and what I do.
Self-love. Self-love. That's an important concept and component to happiness. And I think everyone strives for happiness to some extent. What happens when things don't work the way that we projected or would like for things to work, that ability to tap into this energy source, where and how does that come in? Because we all experience that. I'm sure you've experienced it, and even in this
last
year of, I know I have. I think all of us have.
On many levels, I am starting over. So I tap into my higher power because I know that is my saving grace. That is my connection to the source. And by that, I mean my higher self, my special place in the light, which we call sanctuary, my guides and guardians that are always trying to help me make good decisions, which also means helping me let go of things or people that are not fair, or like my home, I need to let go of it. I am not respected here in a condo. I am not protected. In fact, I was insulted enough. So let go of the mortgage. Let go and let go of fear of downsizing, packing, looking, moving. Oh my goodness. Let it go. And welcome the new, trusting the power to manifest safety, beauty, love, respect, fair exchanges. Somewhere where my next stage of life will be beautiful, where I will be appreciated, where I will create more good for myself and for others. Because I know I deserve it. And so do those that will align with me, whether it's my roommates or neighbors or co-workers. I am steady with my commitment to myself as a being of light, as a good human, as a eternal and galactic being on an important mission in this world to bring light, to bring peace, to create good, to help others wake up, raise their awareness if they ask me for help, because it is influencing all of us. The war does not happen because one person sends out hate into the world. It's collective consciousness. It takes many violent thoughts to come together. So some group of humans decides to hate so much and judge so harshly that the war industry is looming in our world. That our government sold more weapons in whatever this first 2 years. I try not to think about how long we've had this administration, but incredible how many weapons were sold by our government. So are we going to force peace by killing people? Haven't we learned yet? It hasn't worked so far. Why are we still doing it? And who is making money?
That is, I think, a question. A wise person would say, watch the feeding lion. Watch the feeding lion. So, yes, who is really benefiting?
And where is the honor? Where is the integrity? Where is the sanity in how we take care of each other? How we support each other, how we love each other, how we forgive each other, how we educate each other, how we trade with each other, how we heal each other in times of trouble. Because we look at the world, and some of us, it's like, well, okay, I guess we haven't learned, not much changed. But a lot has changed. We just need to know and feel it. Just you and I, we were mentioning, we enjoy going into grocery stores because we did influence shoppers. There is more non-GMO and organic food available, including little stickers or tags next to prices. Organic, 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 non-GMO, non-GMO. Like, all right, we made a difference. Now let's do that with bee-killing pesticides. So we protect our pollinators, so they have a chance to rebalance in our world. Many, many countries in Europe ban the bee-killing pesticides, and the bee population is healthier. But in this country, greed and money rules. So let's hope, I pray, that we will come back to our senses and stop using and abusing the chemicals that kill our pollinators. Or the disturbances in electromagnetic energy. So the animals, birds, fish, don't get confused about which direction to fly or swim. It's quite tragic to watch all that marine life wash off dead on shores. So many. Yes, whether it's Pacific Ocean and radiation, or is it just our floating garbage that is killing them? Or the fresh water being so polluted with Roundup and other agriculture chemicals that the algae just explodes and washes out into an ocean, and Florida is in trouble. Why are we allowing this, and to such extent? Because we're indifferent? Because it's not my problem? Because I can't do anything about it? Well, if we all have that attitude, then the industry will kill us with pollution. What will be left to eat and drink when we pollute our environment? Will we have safe food, safe water? There is always something we can do. Let's inspire to connect, to raise our voices. Yes, it is opinions. My opinion is environment counts. It is important. And for me, that is more important than political correctness. There's so many individuals that make money on racism. For me, all lives matter. All humans matter. Let's help them be good humans. Let's help them be honorable, fair, healthy mentally and emotionally. So we are quicker to unite, to make peace in the world, to create that balance as humanity, enjoying our cultures. Yeah, we can tease each other about our cultural differences, but not to the point of killing each other over it. We all know what respect feels like, what safe feels like. Why not focus on that? Why not share that? Then it's easy to be grateful. Then it's easier to be kind. And then it's easier to share with each other. Because we can relax. Because we can enjoy each other's stories. Sharing meals, celebrating. Before we know it, the holidays will be upon us. Can we focus less on the material and more on the feel-good, joyful gatherings? On the sharing of family stories and family love and warmth. I know my family's holidays will be better because my father lives on. And we pull together to help him come back to life. So that energy of gratitude has been reignited. And for me, ignition means light. And light means joy and love and pleasure and passion. And that's why I'm grateful to have colleagues like you. Yes, we have many labors of love that are humanitarian, come from our heart, come from our goodwill, and it is the will that we put into motion, because then the thoughts need to produce results, and we act on that inspiration. Hey, let's talk about astrology. Let's inspire people instead of, oh my God, finally, Mercury is going direct. It's like, So, what's the difference? And I joke, oh, so now you cannot blame anything on Mercury not being direct, correct? So now everything is going to be your fault? What's the story? Come on, let's enjoy astrology. Let's enjoy each other and tame the dramas and the fears and the emotional urge to be aggressive or angry. Once we develop that as a pattern, everything aligns much easier. I was grateful to be accommodated for continuing education for my license, and I was just being me with the students, and lo and behold, I come back to my class again, and before the class starts, the teachers and the staff pull me aside and just like, would you please consider teaching for us? Becoming a faculty member? Like, nice to be invited. Just because I was kind and helpful and generous with my advice and truly showing love and passion for my profession.
And giving good energy.
And sharing and inspiring others to do the same. Because we are here to master ourselves. We are here to train to be a good human, to be a good light, being of light, bringer of light, warrior of light, if we have to get into that good fight with our ego. So we redirect the thinking, so we re-establish the flow if we get cut off from the good thoughts and good deeds and good people in our lives. Self-correction, course correction, redirection, to be again comfortable, not just in our own skin, but in the world that we have created. Because chaos will always show up. How do we respond? How do we manage? And not if, how quickly, effectively, can we direct the flow again? Happy harvest.
Wow.
Happy September.
Wow.
It rhymes with remember.
Yeah.
So let's remember and make it a great month, a great season based on balance in life, based on honoring, based on enjoying our physical experience as a human, as a female, as a male. Let's enjoy our roles we take on as family member, as a worker, as a professional. It is up to us, each one of us, to choose how we express ourselves in this physical realm. How comfortable is our costume called a physical body, borrowed from pieces of this planet? Is it fun to have it? Do we struggle with it? What can we do to make it easier on ourselves and keep it healthy? I was laughing, some blurb somewhere, all alcohol is harmful. Just like, well, I know that, but we still like it in tinctures if it's our medicine. There are no absolutes. It's how we use the power. Positive. Sometimes we do need to destroy and start over and build again. How do I manage my light and dark? How do I manage my creation and my destruction? How do I allow my body to heal itself or fight it every step of the way with bad food, bad water, bad air? And to insult myself even more, I can keep bad company. Fortunately, but that is rare. And I appreciate the company of you and our listeners, because at least we are trying to make a difference for the better. to inspire, bring light, bring away, raise awareness how to take better care of ourselves and our loved ones. And share the love. Share the joy. Good ripples. So others come into this month and into this season with warm, open hearts, not just for self-love, but sharing it with others, truly, authentically, not selfishly, truly, authentically. Open hearts, open minds, sharing the love.
Ula?
Yeah?
I want to thank you for sharing, for giving good energy, for preparing us for the harvest to come, but not just the harvest, because all harvests are not good, but the good harvest to come. And helping us to understand that we play not a key role, the key role to it being the harvest that we want it to be. And so I just truly wish to thank you for, again, sharing, forgiving, there's a good one, forgiving, because that's another piece of the pattern.
Yeah.
We are, in the course of this conversation, we actually talked a little bit about it, because we're all going to have disappointments, but I do believe that that is another key element, is forgiving. Forgiving. In other words, before, we have to forgive. And the first forgiveness is of ourselves. That's the first forgiveness. And then from there, all other forgiveness emanates. Because the energy is within us. And if the energy is, and when I say the, I'm talking about universal energy, what I would call the God energy, and many have many names for it. You can call it the sun energy, but it's the universal energy that is available to every living, breathing individual. And it's what we do with that energy that will make the difference on this plane we call Earth and the universe itself. And as we collectively generate that energy, so too will this life form evolve. And you're a prime example of that. So when you're in the presence of our listeners and in my presence, and I know what you do and what you're aware of, which many, if not most, or perhaps even all of our listeners don't know, is what you have studied over many, many years, being, as I mentioned at the beginning, the founder of the Center for Empowered Living. Well, it's actually, technically, I know it's your company is the Unity Center, which is a key word, Unity Center.
Yes.
For Empowered Living. Oh, I understand Ula, over the years, I get it. So what I'm saying is, whether our listeners understand or realize it or not, they've received something very special this evening. They've received something that is going to carry through with them in the moments ahead, the hours ahead, the days ahead, the weeks ahead, and into this harvest month coming up, harvest months coming up. So it's been planted. It's a non-GMO seed that you have planted in all of us. And I just want to say thank you. I truly do for sharing that. And now it's just up to us to germinate it. Well, to fertilize it. Just know it's there, listeners. Whether you're live or whether you're in the archives listening to me and Miss Eula.
More love.
Know,
more joy.
Know it.
More pleasure. More fun. That's the fertilizers.
The joy that we have the capability to develop, even in the face of disappointment. And that's a tough one. That's a tough one. But it all starts with attitude.
Redirecting. Yes. Redirected into, whoops, okie dokie. I misjudged the situation. Whoops. Okay. That's
that piece of the relationship with us and life and the universal love. That relationship. It's not what I believe most people think it is. Our relationship with ourselves and with others and with life itself. It's not what I believe most of us think it is. So often... we're excited about the relationship with ourselves. If we're feeling good, we feel like that's a great relationship. Or if we get something from someone that we've been wanting to get, or if we get that thing, whether it's a job or in an inanimate object of a car or a new stereo or whatever it is, we're really looking at it from the wrong perspective, because we're looking at it from the perspective of what we're getting than what we're giving. Because to receive something, we've given something, and it's not just monetary. It's not just going in the store and saying, you know, I need another toaster or whatever it is. I need a stove. It's the other one's gone on the blink. It's what you've given that determines what you're going to get. And if you're focusing on what you're going to get, although you may get that inanimate object in the end because you paid money for working hard or doing what you do to get your money, the focus is incorrect. The focus is on giving. If you just stay focused on giving, all the rest will come to you. There's even a scripture about it. Not to go.
And
for scripture.
Forgiving. And forgiving so more giving can come in. I want to come back to that forgiving. We have a phrase, pay it forward. Well, you mentioned forgive with forgiving. Well, forward forgive. Because we always have challenging humans in our life. We are bound to be disappointed. I notice fewer and fewer humans actually care if they keep their word or not. And that is our validation about trust for integrity. make promises we don't intend to keep. That's what manipulation and lies are based on. So if we know we deal with fake people, including our family members, let's forgive them before they actually do it. And keep giving them a chance to learn, grow, change their patterns so they stop hurting themselves with that lack of integrity. Pay it forward? Well, forgive it forward. Because there is good in every one of us. It's how confused, how weak, how deep is that integrity buried because of life experiences or lack of experiences that taught that human enough lessons to value integrity, to value honesty, to value kindness, to value others, their time, their energy, their effort in caring and sharing. Harvest time. Let's be accountable and authentic. Let's be honest about what we put out that comes back to us. Let's be honest about what others are reflecting for us, like the moon reflecting light for us. If I enabled others to be taking advantage of me, it's not their problem. They continue. It is my lack of responsibility for myself. If I overgive over and over and over, that is the pattern that I put out there in the world that I don't believe or deserve fair exchanges. So if it does not come back to me, it is because they got spoiled and then I spoiled them, and I am accountable for that pattern. Where is the exchange? Where is my physical, mental, emotional, psychic exchange? So let's reflect. And if there needs to be correction, let's make them. Let's make, redirect. I was laughing with someone about words we use in healing, and the computer language kept on popping up because I was working with someone who likes computers, retired, but still. So let's have a spiritual keyboard with edit, reboot, reformat, defragment. Let's have shortcuts, but be accountable for our self-care, amount of rest we need, because it was a stressful month or a stressful week. So we share from full, not angry and empty, resentful that we're not filled up. It's our choice. Yes, there are emergencies, but we're not meant to live every day as an emergency. Yet that is what we are programmed or trained to do. Go, 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 go. Is that fun? Is that healthy? And is it producing us results? Because we are judged, or we evaluate by the fruit that we bear. So what are our results? What is the set of programs, routines, subroutines that we run on? And are they working for us, or are they working us? Because we assume programming from society or family or colleagues or the boss or the company. Does that make me a good human? My definition, what that means. Not someone from another culture, another country, another part of the world, or religion, or an institution. What does it mean for me? But I ask myself, am I a good human? Bypassing the programming of the roles that we assume. Who am I? What am I? Why am I here? And how am I doing? That's what I hope our listeners reflect on and choose again with more healthy building blocks, both physical, mental, emotional. Please feed your soul, energetic components of life. Because life can be beautiful, but it takes each one of us with our full integrity to make it so. Happy harvest.
Happy harvest. Thank you so much, Eula. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. We hope that you've gotten something out of this evening from Progressive News. We appreciate the time that you spend with us. And we will continue to bring you that energy, that love, that forgiveness, that peace that bounds beyond all peace. So we wish you joy and love. We ask that you tell someone about Progressive News Weekly and do keep in touch. So until the next time, Eula, thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, listeners.
Opening our eyes. Now all
and
we have to do is see. Happy harvest.
God bless.
God bless. Happy holidays to those of you who will be celebrating Labor Day. Aretha, rest in peace. Happy birthday, Michael.
Open our eyes. Lord, open our eyes. He has given just can't.